Hello.
Hi there. Good afternoon, Tyrone Johnson.
Who's this?
Hey, Mr. Johnson, this is Edgar speaking. I am calling you today on behalf of Metro Research. I am not selling you anything today. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. This is a research study only. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential, okay?
So here's my answer to everything if it has to deal with politics. I believe that God's kingdom is the only solution for mankind, and that the problems that we're going through is only temporary, and that very soon God's kingdom will take over Earth's affairs, and everyone who is not on God's side will, you know, eventually be removed from Earth. So I put my faith in God's kingdom.
Excellent.
So that's my answer to. So that's my answer to that. I don't believe that human government can solve humans' problems, because we're not created to do, you know, to run our own lives. We need God in our life. And to direct our step. And so we look at all the different forms of government and throughout all of human history, and they have all failed. But God's kingdom, which is now ruling in heaven through his son Jesus, they promise, you know, everlasting life on a paradise earth. So that's my answer to everything, is God's kingdom is the solution for everything.
You're right. You're right. I am a believer. I do go to church. I do serve in church. And you have just spoken the right thing. I do believe so too. I mean, there's nothing, you know, no power in earth can compare, all right, to our, you know, our Father. But now let me ask you, do you, here in Boston, where, in your area, do you have any children, that lives with you that attend school? Kindergarten through 12th grade and current school year?
Just to let you know that I won't be answering any personal questions with you, but if you want to continue on the problems of society and the solution, I'll talk to you on that. That's the only way I'll talk to you, is through that, but I won't be answering any personal questions.
Okay, so, would you consider it as a personal question? I mean, if you have children that go to school?
I won't be answering any personal questions about me at all, or any if or if not I have any kind of family members, anything. I will only answer based on, you know, what I think the solution for mankind's problems are, but I won't be answering any personal questions.
Oh, okay, I understand. Well, we're doing a, it's just a survey, just questions about what do you think about school district, what do you think about how your schools in your area are doing.
I can answer the school districts. Because I used to work or be around individuals that were, you know, I know teachers, et cetera. And what I have noticed is that things have consistently gotten from bad to worse. People keep scratching their heads like, what's happening? Why? And it goes back to what the Bible teaches me, that in the last days, critical times will be hard to deal with. So we notice that prophecy is being fulfilled even in schools, how people's attitudes, the kids' attitudes, and that's what's happening. A lot of people want to take out God in schools. A lot of people want to take out God in society. And that's why society is the way it is. Because if you don't have God in your life, you don't follow that, then that's what happens. Chaos. Right? So when we see what's happening in anywhere, schools, business, etc., when you just turn on the news, you see what's going on because people are not following Bible principles. It fulfills prophecy. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. That's what we're living in. But the hope that we have is knowing that whatever's happening in schools will be eventually solved through God's kingdom, where people will live on earth in peace and in perfection forever. That's what God intended for us. So there's okay. my answer. Everything goes back to God's kingdom.
Okay. You said you worked at school district. Let me ask, do you currently have children that attend school or no?
I will not be answering any personal questions or saying yes or no to any of it.
Okay. Well, I do thank you so much for your time. I appreciate, you know, answering, taking this call. Have yourself a good rest of your week, okay?
May you have a blessed day yourself. You have a good one.
Thank you, bye.